Complaints of police misconduct in recent years led to a hearing yesterday in a state Senate committee on several bills aimed at making police more accountable. There were bills about police body cameras, and another proposed by Baltimore City Senator Lisa Gladden that would alter the rights given to police officers under investigation for misconduct. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the hearing room was packed with supporters of that measure.
Advocates have called for changes in the Law Enforcement Officers' Bill of Rights ever since a Baltimore City Council Committee hearing on the Tyrone West incident last year. West died in police custody in July 2013. Sonia Kumar, staff attorney with the ACLU of Maryland, says Maryland's version gives police officers more protections than their counterparts in other states.
For example, Maryland law doesn't permit officers to be interviewed about incidents until 10 days after the incident. There is a 90-day limit on filing complaints relating to police brutality.
Gladden's bill would remove the so-called 10-day rule, as well as the 90-day limit on filing brutality complaints. Those rules and others angered Chris Brown, whose son, Christopher Brown, died after a physical confrontation with off-duty Baltimore County Police Officer James Laborde, a neighbor, in 2012.
It felt like the officer had more rights than my son, who was a victim.
Christopher Brown was in a group of kids when someone threw a rock at Laborde's front door. Laborde caught up to Christopher.
They said to me that a confrontation occurred and your son fell unconscious.
The medical examiner ruled he was choked to death. Laborde was acquitted of manslaughter in Christopher's death in 2013. Gene Ryan, president of the Baltimore City Fraternal Order of Police, said the Bill of Rights protects an officer's due process.
And the whole idea, the concept that the Bill of Rights protects bad cops, absolutely false. It protects the good cops.
Ryan said 300 city cops have been fired with the Bill of Rights in place. And that doesn't include the officers who quit before being disciplined.
I know Ferguson in New York's pushing this, but that's not Baltimore City. We don't have the same problems here, and we haven't had the same problems here.
He added, while Baltimore had its own controversial police incidents like the Tyrone West case and the in-custody death of Anthony Anderson from September 2012, an outside panel investigated those cases and found no wrongdoing. Gladden's bill would also remove the right to a disciplinary hearing for any officer who is convicted or pleads guilty to a misdemeanor performed while on duty. That right has already been removed for cops convicted of felonies. I'm Kenneth Burns in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.